Ottawa. Canada's year-over-year inflation rate slowed to 7.6% in July, with the deceleration largely driven by a decline in gas prices. The inflation rate hit a nearly 40-year high of 8.1% in June, but economists were widely expecting inflation to have since slowed. In its latest Consumer Price Index report, Statistics Canada said the July saw the smallest monthly gain since December 2021. It also marks the first decline in the key inflation rate since June 2020. The federal agency said gas prices rose 35.6% in July from the same month a year earlier, compared with June's whopping 54.6% gain. The agency said the downward pressure on prices at the pump was due to a combination of factors, including ongoing concerns related to a slowing global economy, increased COVID-19-related public health restrictions in China and slowing demand for gasoline in the United States. But while gas prices declined, food prices at grocery stores rose at the fastest pace since August 1981, with prices up by 9.9% on a year-over-year basis compared with 9.4% the previous month. Toon Nguyen, an economist with accounting and consultancy firm RSM Canada, said despite the decline in gas prices, the pervasiveness of inflation across the economy means there's still a ways to go before pressure on Canadians' finances eases substantially. It will be a while until households can breathe a sigh of relief. Wage growth continues to lag inflation, resulting in households losing purchasing power, Nguyen said in a note. Average hourly wages rose by 5.2% in July compared with a year ago. Bakery goods are up 13.6% since last year amid higher input costs as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues to put upward pressure on wheat prices. The prices of other food products also rose faster, including eggs, which are up 15.8%, and fresh fruit, up 11.7% since last year. As mortgage costs increase with higher interest rates, the report notes rent prices are accelerating, rising faster in July than the previous month. With more Canadians traveling during the busy summer season, airfares rose by around 25% in July compared with the previous month. Traveler accommodation prices rose by nearly 50% since a year ago, with the largest price increases in Ontario. As countries around the world struggle with skyrocketing prices, there are some signs inflation is beginning to ease, with the U.S. seeing its inflation rate decline in July as well. Still, inflation is well above the Bank of Canada's 2% target. The central bank is watching the latest reading of inflation as it gears up to make its next key interest rate on September 7, when it's expected to raise borrowing rates again. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 16, 2022. Najod Al-Malley's, The Canadian Press.